Davis from Willoughby.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi, Davis.
Everybody is dumping on Deshaun Watson.
You know, it hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be today. Jeff, did you think that?
No, I don't think it's been that bad.
I do agree with you. People are dumping on him, but it's not anywhere near as bad as I thought it would be. Go ahead, Davis.
I'm looking at the game, and I'm looking at plays that's being called. I'm looking at the offense that's been put on the field. That's not Deshaun. And also, did one of the linemen say we can only run the plays that is called? Is that what I heard? Am I crazy or something?
I didn't hear that. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, Davis.
So what I'm saying is that they all coming down on him. Now, did he have any hot routes? He had no hot routes. Everything that he was doing was going deep. Everything that he threw. And I just want to hear your perspective of it. Thank you.
All right, Davis. And it's the first time in a while I've thought Kevin Stefanski didn't call a great game. I thought that was something that, I mean, you weren't passing it well. You passed it like crazy. You run the ball pretty well, usually. You ran it fairly well in the second half. You averaged about 5.5 yards a carry in the second half. The one thing about that, it was kind of skewed because Deshaun had a 26-yarder. He had a little less than half of their second half rushing yardage on that one carry. But I didn't think it was the best. I didn't think it was the best game they've had.
I'm looking at a spray chart from yesterday, and man, hardly anything went to the right. They had four passes that went to the right of from 0 to 10 yards. Here we go again with the, you know, all these passes are. The majority of his passes again yesterday. I'm looking at 10 plus yards throws. He had 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think he had 9 of more than 10 yards. 9. Blaney. So I don't know that he might have been looking deep. He wasn't connecting deep or throwing deep. Of 10 yards or plus, he had 3 completions. One of those was the touchdown. Outside left twice, between the numbers once. There's just not a lot of love going on when you look at the spray chart.
As I mentioned, there are some stats that are just awful when it comes to their passing game. And one of them, worst yards per pass attempt, 4.8. And that's, you know, that's per attempt.
Mm.
Third worst yards per game, most sacks allowed, fourth worst passer rating, third worst completion percentage, yet third most passes thrown. Will's in Olmsted Falls. Hello, Will.
Hey, Will.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome to a Browns Therapy Monday.
I just realized, you know, I can't blame Deshaun Watson because I have been asking for at least 3 years now for the Browns to get a better offensive line. And, you know, you could have the best quarterback, the best running back, the wide receivers. You could have it all. But if your offensive line cannot protect your quarterback, and he does, I actually feel that Deshaun Watson is a little scared because he has all these old veterans around that can't keep up with the pace of game. And if you look at some of the linebackers, I mean, Jedrick Wills just let one guy just go right through him, you know, right around him. Because these guys are so big, they get one or two blocks, and then they can't keep up with the guy, other words. So, you know, I don't understand why the Browns are not, you know, they've had many years to rebuild our offensive line.
Well, the offensive line was pretty good, Will. It was really beat up last year. I'm assuming they're thinking, when we get healthy, we're going to be better. They're really not healthy
yet. Why keep Betonio and Jedrick Wills?
Because Betonio is going to the Hall of Fame and he still plays at a high level.
On the bench all the time.
Betonio still plays at a high level. You might not have liked him at left tackle yesterday.
And he may not have had a great game yesterday, I'll give you that. But for all the great games he has had before, I'll cut him some slack. He is 32 years old, though. I agree.
Do
I? Yeah, I felt, you know, I felt like if they had all 5 of their offensive linemen to start the season. You know, Jed Wills has been the one that everyone's been questioning, and he's the youngest one of all those guys, right? I'm just looking to make sure that.
Honestly, right. I think the talent on the offensive line, if it's not a talented offensive line, then Andy, it went south in one offseason. I think it's a very talented offensive line. I think these guys are good. I think Wyatt Teller's a terrific right guard. He's having an MRI today. I think Ethan Posick is a really good center.
Jed's only 25.
I think Jed hasn't improved a whole lot since he's been here, and he won't be here next year unless he improves a little bit. I think Jack Conklin's really good. He hasn't been on the field. I think DeJuan Jones is not what I thought he'd be in year number two. Don't call this an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming back from an injury. You know, so they're all coming back. The tackles are coming back from injury. It hasn't worked yet. To me, that doesn't scream that our offensive line stinks. To me, it screams, okay, these guys have been injured. They've been in and out. They haven't figured it out yet. I think they'll be okay if they're healthy.
Age-wise, over 29, Posick, Teller, Betonio is 32. And that the most important people on this team seem to be over 29. Let's be honest. Njoku's 28. He's important, and he's out. But you're talking about Posick, who's 29, Teller's 29, Deshaun Watson's 29, Jack Conklin, who got hurt again, is 30, Amari Cooper is 30, Jameis Winston, your backup quarterback, is 30.
30 is not a death sentence in the NFL.
It is on Logan's Run, but you're correct. It isn't in the NFL.
Curtis is in Cleveland. Hello, Curtis. Welcome to our fine, fun show.
How are you?
Hey, Jeff. How y'all doing, man?
Good, Curtis.
This is Curtis Gambino. Hey, man, listen, man. One of these guys out here, watching this quarterback out here running around, he was this weak offensive line. We know they're going to get it right. But they're weak now. To criticize a quarterback, oh, he doesn't deserve his $230 million. What, he doesn't deserve to be the eighth-paid quarterback in the league, the ninth-paid quarterback? And we got all these 50-year-old guys walking around here making $250 million like Aaron Rodgers. The guy wins more games than he plays every year. He plays in the league. This is ridiculous. If they're going to hate on somebody, hate on them. That's cool. But don't hate on this. Did you try to count the little nickels and dimes they're giving him? He's not one of the top-paid quarterbacks in this league. And he wins more than he loses. He's a three-time All-Pro. You're going to blame him because guys dropping passes, because guys can't block for him, because guys making dumb penalties. Man, shut the – man, I'll see y'all, man.
Curtis, bye. I want to hear Curtis
say – did he actually edit himself out on that? That was amazing.
He almost hit the dump button on himself.
He knew exactly what he was doing. Give him credit for that.
That was – I wanted to hear Curtis say, ain't nobody have time for that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He was cooking on that one. Dano?
Can I say something out loud that – we probably don't want to say out loud.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Joel Bitonio's been bad.
You think he's been bad all season?
He's been bad.
I don't agree with that.
You go back and watch, he's being pushed into Deshaun Watson more often than we all want to openly admit. Now, granted, Cowboys' defensive line's pretty good. Giants' defensive line's pretty good. Dexter Lawrence gave him a handful, but...
It did seem like as much as you wanted them to, if they were going to beat your offensive line, it was going to be from the outside. They were doing it from the inside yesterday, and they knew that was their game plan. They knew to blow up the offensive line, and that's why we struggled.
Do
in the first
it on
half
the inside.
So
yep, it is something that I don't think we want to say out loud because we all love Joel Bitonio, and he's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's a wonderful guy. On top of it, he has not been good through three games.
Could be the key. Joey's in Solon. Hello, Joey.
Joey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You?
Good. You know, yesterday was an atrocity, I feel like. I feel like Deshaun Watson doesn't get enough hate as he should. I mean, you look at last year, we had a depleted O-line, and Joe Flacco comes in, throws 300 yards four out of the five games he plays. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems like everyone's trying to – I don't know. Trust me, I was a big Deshaun believer until against the Giants. It should be an easy win. You have a great team. I also think Stefanski's a horrible play caller. He's literally the Ryan Day of the NFL. Cannot call plays.
Ohio State, I mean, I know they haven't played great opponents, but they put up 150 points in the first three games. Let's see what they do against some of these other teams. I'm not – although and Ryan even admitted it, and they brought in Chip Kelly to call the plays. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think they're going to win the championship. But. All right. I think they're going to go all the way, but you know when Ryan Day plays a good opponent, he can step up and get a win that they can easily just get and achieve.
All right, let's see what Chip does then. Okay.
No, yeah, yeah. I think they made a good call by having him step down. I think also I don't know why we got rid of our old offensive coordinator and we got Ken
he went
Dorsey
to go coach with his son.
That was the offensive line coach.
Yeah, offensive line. Oh, you're talking about coordinator or line coach?
He said coordinator.
Sorry,
coordinator. Yeah, no, and. I don't know. We did fine last year. We got Ken Dorsey, who's been proven to be a horrible OC. Clearly can't connect with Deshaun or Stefanski. It's just, I don't know. It's been another disappointing Brown season, and I feel like it's just, I don't know, all my hopes are already gone.
Joey, right. Thank you.
Well, maybe, you know what's crazy? They win next week. Your hopes come back.
I need to throw this out, and now's the time to do it.
Okay.
They're 1-2, and they've played 3 games.
Say it isn't so.
They've not looked good, okay? It's 3 games into a 17-game season. There are 14 more to go.
Is it a sprint or a marathon?
There are 14 more to go.
I can't even poke the bear on him some days. Some days I can't even
aggravate
him.
We just can't overreact this much, folks. It's 3 games. Now, the offensive numbers that we talked about earlier, passing numbers terrible, yet you're passing like crazy. That makes no sense to me, okay? And I don't think Kevin had his best play calling day yesterday. But it's 3 games. And you had the football late yesterday 3 times with a chance to go in and get a touchdown to win the game.
Twice inside of 2:30 or 5:30.
So Lee's in Bedford, home of the Bearcats. Whoop, Lee, I'm putting you back on hold.
All right, gentlemen, we now go to Zoom for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Injury front, I don't have all the updates just yet, still working through some things. I can tell you Wyatt Teller has a knee injury. He'll miss multiple weeks, but I don't have the full extent just yet. Miles Garrett with his foot injury is day-to-day. And like I mentioned, on all those other ones, I'll update you when we get those all the information. Obviously frustrated, disappointed. As you watch the tape, just I think there are missed opportunities, certain things that we just have to do in order to win in this league, and we didn't do them. So disappointed. We'll learn from it, and then we'll quickly move on. With that, I'll take any questions.
All right. First question, we'll go to Daryl.
Yeah, Kevin, I want to ask you about the offensive line. If I've done the math right, I think it's 16 sacks and 42 QB hits through 3 games. Just from your perspective, setting aside the injury situation, what is going up or going on, I should say, up front with the protection issues?
Yeah, obviously that's disappointing. You know, we have to be better there, and we will be better.
And then defensively, how did you like how they responded in the second half, even with, you know, Miles being hobbled? And, you know, I realize people are dealing with injuries, but, you know, that can't be easy when your best player isn't able to give you 100% of the plays.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the team battled yesterday. Certainly the defense, we played well there in that second half. We have a high standard ultimately, and we want to play better. But the guys definitely were battling out there.
All right, next we'll go to Tony.
Two things, Kevin. Number one is, even before the injuries hit the offensive line, your game plan did not involve the jumbo formations that you used in Jacksonville. Was that because of the opponent, the game plan, or was it because of the circumstances where you thought you might be thin at offensive line?
Yeah, I think all of the above, Tony. I think when you go into game plans, you're trying to look at things that give you an advantage, maybe attack certain things that they do, maybe defensively, just with the health of some of our offensive line, it probably wasn't possible to get some of those guys in those roles, but doesn't mean that there's plenty of things that we can do better, certainly.
And the other thing was the quarterback sneak situation. It seems you're hesitant to use Watson on a traditional quarterback sneak. You were in shotgun and 4th-and-1. How does that handicap you as the play caller that you have to bring in another quarterback to perform a sneak?
Yeah, I don't see it that way at all. I think you see that from around the league. Different teams do that. We've used different players in there. There's a bunch of things that you can do in those moments. Obviously, I got to do a better job for this team in those moments, and we have to do a better job and give those guys some plays to go get the first down there.
Thank you.
All right, next we go to Mary Kay.
Yeah, Kevin, just wondering, do you feel like in some ways you dodged a bullet a little bit with Myles Garrett being day-to-day? And then also, do you feel like maybe is Zach Zinter ready to step up into that guard role for you?
Yeah, certainly with Myles, as you guys know, he's battling every day. So feel that he's going to continue to do that. And then we'll work through the offensive line, Mary Kay. It's definitely something that's going to be, we'll take in more information today, tomorrow, Wednesday, before we know exactly how that's going to shake out.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next we'll go to Scott.
Hey, Kevin. With Myles, you said he was going to have an MRI today. Did he have one?
Yes.
He said yesterday that it was all, like, his whole lower leg. So do you know what he had the MRI on and, like, what you guys are treating primarily?
Yeah, I wouldn't get into all the specifics, Scott. He's battling.
Okay. And then with Jed coming off the surgery and DeJuan, not 100% with that knee, why not keep a ninth lineman active yesterday?
Yeah, I felt pretty comfortable with the guys that we had. That was, losing Wyatt on field goal. Those are tough. Those are just some circumstances that you don't often see. But bottom line is we felt comfortable with having eight up.
Thanks.
All right, next we'll go to Jeff.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you about third down. It's been an issue each of the first three games. So do you see a constant problem, or what can be done to fix that?
Yeah, I think it's we have to be better there, Jeff, and I think a lot of that you can be better on first and second down to help yourself on third down. I don't think we've been good enough on first and second down. Been in some tough down and distances, or in that case, distances on third down. So that's just a matter of playing better as an offense. But there's always things that we're looking at to try to give our guys a chance.
All right, next to Daniel.
Hey, Kevin. I had a twofold injury question. With Wyatt, is he possible IR candidate? And with Myles, I know you said he's going to continue to battle, but just given the fact that, he said that, both his feet are bothering him, it's creating compounding issues. Is there a point or a conversation that needs to be had about, kind of shutting him down and allowing, whatever he's dealing with to heal properly so he can be good for the long term?
Yeah, first part of your question, remind me?
Is he an IR candidate? Is that a possibility?
Yes, we're working through that. That's a possibility. With Myles, he's like a lot of our guys on this team. He's going to battle through these injuries, and I expect him to continue to get better.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Ashley.
Hey, Kevin. Yesterday, when we talked to Deshaun, he mentioned something to the effect of them maybe switching things up with the blitzes. Like, what was there different looks that you guys maybe weren't expecting, or what was going on there with what the Giants threw at you?
I think early in the season, we're only three games yesterday into these things. So breaking tendencies is a big part of as you get to know offenses and defenses when you're game planning. So they definitely pressured more than they had in the first couple. But that was pretty apparent early that was their game plan. So you're always trying to figure out in these games what teams are going to lean into, whether it's going to be more coverage, more pressure, whatever it may be. There's looks that you often see that you don't game plan for, especially early in the season. And then you just have to make the adjustment in game.
And then how do you think Denzel came out of yesterday with the shoulder and everything?
Yeah, I think he's good.
Thanks.
All right, and looks like our last one from Scott.
Hey, Kevin, what did you see on that, the fourth and one, after Jameis got stuffed on third and one, what did you see on that fourth and one play?
Yeah, we tried a play we tried earlier in the game. Obviously, we can be better, but I know it's very easy for all of us to say, hey, throw it here. This is a that's a tough job that those guys have. And I thought Deshaun made a bunch of plays for us, was putting us in position to try and go make a play to win the game. So there's going to be plays that he wants back. I know there's plays I want back, but I think it's really easy to play that game of, could have done this, would have done that. We all have to be better.
All
And what do you think about David Njoku for this week?
We'll see. I'll know more probably Wednesday.
All right.
All right. It looks like we have a few more hand raisers now, so we'll go to Daniel first. Do a few more.
Yeah. Hey, Gavin. I know, again, like you never – so much goes into quarterback play, you know, protection and, you know, play calling and whatnot. But when you review the film and watch Deshaun, in structure, is the feel and kind of the speed of, you know, the processing what it needs to be. He himself said that he's missed some throws, but when you see him kind of working in structure in those dropback situations, is the feel and the processing and the timing, you know, kind of what it needs to be. And if not, you know, what, you know, needs to improve there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he sees the field really well. I think he, as a veteran that's played in a bunch of games, so understands different looks, sees it before we even talk about it on the sideline as he's coming off. So I think it is certainly, we have to play better as an offense. That's really our main focus.
Thank you.
All right, next one to Mary Kay.
Yeah, Kevin, this is probably very similar to Daniel's question that he just asked, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about the sacks, 8 sacks, 17 hits. How much do you attribute that to the protection, and how much of that goes on to Deshaun?
We kind of talked about this, I think, before, Mary Kay. I think when you're talking about protection, it's everybody. It's from myself, the coaches, the offensive line, tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks. It's everybody. And it's everybody has a job to do in order to keep the quarterback clean. So I got to do my part. It's no secret. We can't let him get hit that many times. That's not good enough. And that will get fixed.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we'll go to Tom.
Gordon, thanks. Coach, along the lines of what Daniel and Mary Kay asked in terms of pocket and trying to find kind of an offensive identity here, how challenging has this been? I know it's early in the season. You got Deshaun coming back off the injury, et cetera. You've got offensive line issues now. How hard has it been to kind of figure out what it is exactly we want to do with all this other stuff going on?
Yeah, I understand the question, Tom, but I think it's all part of it. Honestly, I think that's the NFL for you. Week to week, certain guys are going to be unavailable, or you're going to go up against a different rusher than you saw the week before. So that's our job, just to find ways to be efficient, find ways to be explosive, regardless of the challenges that you may have.
Thank you.
All right, last two. First one from Tony.
Defensive question, Kevin. I know you trust all your cornerbacks, but when it comes to Malik Nabers yesterday, was Jim Schwartz just not your right and left corner? You're not going to shadow at any point, or was that a consideration at all?
Those are all things we talk about both during the weekend and in the game. There are certain times that we've done that. There are certain times that we have various reasons to play right and left. So it's always by game plan, and it's really week to week.
And so the game plan yesterday was right and left, pretty much.
Yeah, and we mixed it in.
Thank you.
All right, last one from Jeff.
Kevin, I want to ask you about that roughing call. When you watch it on, it's a two-part question. When you watch it on tape, was it the right call?
Yeah, I think it was. And we have to be better there. Greg knows that. You can't go up near the quarterback's head and neck area. We got to stay in that strike zone. That's a tough play because that's, as you guys know, that's a turnover right there. So we will be better. And again, not a lack of effort at all, but I did think that was a roughing call.
All right. That's it then. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
It's Kevin Stefanski's press conference.
Thanks, Kevin.